Mayor Kim, and Happy New Year to all our Voice of America listeners.
Well, thank you, Sonny. I guess you might say your final sports report for 2014 packs some punch.
Kim, it's time to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moweta. Happy New Year, Nnamdi.
And a happy Kwanzaa to you, Sonny.
Nnamdi, let's talk about 2014, the year in boxing. Your pick for fight of the year.
Well, my pick for fight of the year will be Nicholas Walters from Jamaica against Nonito Donaire, right here in my backyard at the Home Depot in Los Angeles. Nonito Donaire is from the Philippines, and he's destroyed all this super bantams and bantam was the man and all the hype. And he had this card from Jamaica by way of Panama, just came into LA and then knocked him out cold, and it was just quite a fight to watch. So I will go with Nicholas Walters from Jamaica against Nonito Donaire from Philippines.
Nnamdi, your choice of fighter of the year for 2014.
Well, it's a controversial call because I look at two different things, you know. Yeah, well, is this fighter a pull? Can he pull numbers? Can he put eyes on television? Can he put seats in the house? And the only fighter that can do that today is Money Mayweather. You can say all you want to say about the Money Man, that he's been hand-picking or cherry-picking, but he's the only fighter today that could do the pay-per-view numbers we talk about after the fight. So I will give it to him. And mind you, he did two fights in a year, which is rare.
Nnamdi, we'll talk more about Floyd Mayweather, but let's talk about African fighters and how they did in 2014. Your thoughts?
It was a bad year for African fighters in the U.S. because, you remember, this is the mecca of boxing in the USA. Take you back to the 80s, the 90s, Azuma Nelson doing his thing on television, Ike Bazooka Kwate, John the Beast Mugabe. We're all very happy. But today, what we see are fighters just coming in from Africa and getting knocked out on TV. And we see all our stars rebuilding. I'm talking about Sharif the Lion Bogare from Uganda rebuilding. And then
that's what I'm lucky for. That's why the people call me. In Nigeria, people call me Playboy. But that was my whole name.
Yeah.
But when I travel overseas, I'm like, I'm a lucky boy.
Lucky boy in Hollywood.
Lucky boy in Australia, lucky boy in Hollywood.
Wally Amato showed the Playboy rebuilding. Samuel Peters also rebuilding. So it's that rebuilding they're doing, and I would say it's not been a good one. But one bright spot is from South Africa. He is from KwaZulu-Natal. His name is Thembiso Mchunu. He's a cruiserweight. He's a North American Boxing Federation cruiserweight champion. And he's really done very well, and he's from KwaZulu, South Africa.
Nnamdi, you mentioned the Ugandan Lion, Sharif Bogare, rebuilding. Pretty good year overall for the Ugandan Lion. Do you see a title shot for him in 2015?
Definitely the title fight for the Lion, because one, he's what we call a television fighter. He brings eyeballs to television. The TV executives like him because he's a showman. He can fight. He only lost one fight. So see 2015 for him being a year he will strike and go for the title.
Nnamdi, what about the situation of the fight game in your homeland of Nigeria? Do you see it being resuscitated in 2015?
Big country, Nigeria, they've always been football crazy, from the minister to everybody to the president. It's all football, football, football. But forgetting that country is blessed with talent, you know. We see something new that just happened recently in Nigeria where television finally stepped in. You know, we have what's called GoTV, had their first show. And GoTV is a subsidiary of a Super Sport from South Africa. And if you look back at the boxing in South Africa, without Super Sport in South Africa, there will be no boxing. So we look for big things to happen in 2015 with television stepping in. And a couple of big boys are ready to make some big announcement in 2015. And I'm glad that I'll be part of this announcement. And hopefully, spring of 2015, something big will happen in Nigeria with boxing.
It sounds like you anticipate more fights being televised in Nigeria.
Television is the game. If you don't have television, you rely on people coming in, paying at the door, you lose your shirt, you know. So with television finally stepping in, talent's there, people will come out, sponsors will finally come on board. The fight game will be back with where it was in the 80s when we had when we have Obisi and Wapa. I mean, those days we had some great fighters like Darazin, Abraham Tonika. These were guys that were really putting on great shows in Nigeria.
Nnamdi, let's look ahead to 2015 now. I know a heavyweight bout in the middle of January has caught your eye, and you're going to be packing your bags for Vegas.
Voice of America!
Tell our Voice of America fight fans about that.
Sonny, America's been waiting for a heavyweight champion of the world since the days of Mike Tyson. January 17, they call him the Bronze Bomber. His name is Deontay Wilder. He's going to take on the champion, Bermaine Stevens, January 17 for the WBC heavyweight title at MGM Grand Casino. The Bronze Bomber, 32 fights and 32 big knockouts. Bermaine Stevens, 24-1-1 with 21 knockouts. Sonny, in the fight game we call this a Picasso, which means it won't be pretty, somebody will go down. It won't go 12, man. So I must be ringside for this one. It's going to be real, real bomb dropping. And the big one, I mean, Sonny, the champion is 6'4". The challenger is 6'7". And both guys can pack a punch. So it's like dropping bomb, you know. So it's we call it a Picasso.
Nnamdi, would the winner take on Vladimir Klitschko?
Well, that's what we hope. But, you know, Vladimir Klitschko don't need these guys because they can fight. So Vladimir Klitschko will just stay in Germany, make his money, pull in 18,000 people, and he will run away from the winner of this fight. But, you know, hopefully HBO will put up the money, the winner of this fight will look really good, and then we'll force a fight because the winner of this fight will be the legitimate heavyweight champion of the world.
Nnamdi, you mentioned Floyd Mayweather as your fighter of the year for 2014. How likely is it that Floyd will finally face the Pac-Man, Manny Pacquiao, in 2015?
Sonny, interesting thing here is that both guys have said they want to fight May 2nd. And then what's stopping it? Well, we have lots of players here. I mean, we're talking big money. We're talking a fight that could bring in $300 million, you know. So what's holding up this fight? The players outside the ring, the promoters, the advisors. I mean, everybody wants a piece of this. Then on top of that, Manny Mayweather wants two-thirds of the money. Two-thirds of $300 million. That's no chicken change. Forgetting that the other man from the Philippines, Pac-Man, he's also a big draw. So if you want two-thirds of the money, that's just not going to happen. If you want maybe a 60-40 split, that's reasonable. So this fight is something that the whole world wants to see. We got a couple of Arab sheikhs coming in here to say we could have the money, 120 for Floyd Mayweather and this, but the real deal, it has to happen in America, and the fight fans want to see this fight, and both guys want it on May 2nd.
Nnamdi, the fight fans do want to see this fight, but in terms of where they're both at now in their careers, a little past their prime, what difference does that make at this point?
Well, this fight would have been a great fight 5 years ago. These guys are just towards the end of their career, so Pac-Man got bombed by Marquez, and Mayweather is not what you call a knockout artist now. He will struggle for 12 rounds but still win a decision. And people just feel, oh, he won't stand and fight. He's just running. So if this happened 5 years ago, maybe by now we'll have seen 3 fights out of these two guys. But right now, people are just getting tired. Everybody's looking greedy. And the fight fans just say, look, guys, if you guys don't fight, we're not going to pay to see you guys fight anybody.
Is there anybody else besides Pac-Man for Mayweather and Mayweather for Pac-Man, Nnamdi?
Well, rumor came out that Floyd Mayweather offered Miguel Cotto $40 million for Miguel Cotto, Floyd Mayweather 2, so that they can take away that May 2nd, Cinco de Mayo date from Canelo. In the meantime, Canelo Alvarez Canelos from Mexico wants to fight Miguel Cotto, but Miguel Cotto is not really interested in fighting Canelo because there's a $40 million sitting there from Floyd Mayweather. The question becomes, will fight fans jump in and buy Floyd Mayweather, Miguel Cotto too? I don't think so, Sonny.
So right now, Nnamdi, that May 2nd date is kind of a sticking point.
Sticking point. Now, you don't have that much time, Sonny. If you're talking about a mega fight, you better start hitting the drums right now. You better start screaming right now because January is here. Before you know it, February, you need a solid 5-6 months to do a mega promotions for a big fight. So they better make a deal ASAP.
Nnamdi, let's give a shout out for Amir Khan from Britain, of Pakistani origin.
Setting this whole event up for me, coming to Peshawar. And a lot of people saying it's very dangerous, but, you know, I want to thank these people for doing that. Also, I want to thank the General Raheel Sharif for putting all this together for me, and also General Asim Bajwa.
He recently visited Peshawar, Pakistan, the scene of a deadly attack by the Taliban. More than 130 children were killed. Your thoughts on Khan going to that school, Nnamdi? What does it mean symbolically?
I'm really happy to see him returning to his roots because when this man is from Pakistan but grew up in England, the reason why Manny Pacquiao is huge today because he has this big, huge following in Asia. Khan heading back to Pakistan to his roots is a very good thing. But hey, he should stop waiting for Mayweather to fight him. He should go ahead and fight Ken Brooks in England and make it a big fight and then come out of it and he can talk about Mayweather. This cat has been sitting around waiting for Floyd Mayweather, hoping for the bigger lottery. I don't see that happening.
Nnamdi, one thing I see happening in 2015 is you firing more verbal jabs for our Voice of America listeners.